Proclamation number 8090, dated the January 29th, 1962. Battle of Faith. Adversity. Rapture. And my adversaries' followers will persecute you because they will proceed against everyone who believes in me and the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. I inform you of this beforehand so that you will not become scared and waver in your faith. For they will be unable to harm you because I am with you as your refuge and protection and know how to help everyone as long as he turns to me as soon as he suffers earthly or spiritual adversity. It is to happen this way because the end is near, because a separation of the spirit still has to take place, because my own will have to profess me before the world when this confession is demanded of them. Hence you will have nothing to fear, you, who count yourselves among my own, who have living faith in my love and might and are so closely united with me that you take no step without me, who always feel me with you and are therefore at peace in my presence, not even fearing your enemies, who will certainly feel severely harassed but whose faith cannot be shaken. I am informing you of this already. Not much time is ahead of you until it will happen. Nevertheless, I will keep the day and hour secret from you because it would not benefit your soul if you knew it. But neither will I stop proclaiming the end to you and drawing your attention to everything that will still take place before the end. For thereby you shall recognize which hour has struck on the world's clock, and you shall calmly expect the end. At present you can still do your vineyard work, you can still spread my gospel throughout the world. You still have a certain amount of freedom which you should and are able to use. Yet the time will pass by quickly, and then you will no longer be able to open your work for me and my kingdom. Then you will no longer be allowed to be spiritually active, you will be forced to withdraw and only able to work secretly. But I will constantly provide you with strength, for you will continue to hear my word and through it will also reach your fellow human beings, because I protect my servants and show them the ways they have to go in order to let me myself speak to their fellow human beings. And then you should only ever rely on me. Don't take any path without me. You should always and forever commend yourselves to my protection and confidently await my help if you require it. For I will shorten the days for the sake of my own. The battle against you, against the believers, will only last for a short time because it will be waged with all brutality and therefore I will put an end to it myself when the time is right. And during this time the spirits will conclusively separate, for then every person will acknowledge his Lord, the Lord to whom he feels he belongs. Regardless of the objections you humans might time after time raise against these indications, they will turn into reality and you'll all have to make the decision, for me or for him, who once again will plunge you into the abyss. Yet whatever can still be done for your deliverance will be done, and I will leave no stone unturned in order to release anyone from his control who accepts my help. Yet the person's free will is decisive, and I do not compel it. But I demand great strength of faith from my own so that they will endure until the end. Nevertheless, their will to belong to my own will also give them remarkable strength, and the greater their adversity is the more firmly they will join me and the stronger will be their faith, which I certainly shall not disappoint. And once the time comes when you can no longer work openly for me and my kingdom, then the last phase on this earth will have started, for then everything will quickly happen one after the other. The battle of faith will begin openly, the final decision will be demanded of people, and the adversaries' followers will outshine each other with their undignified onslaughts against the believers. Then you, who belong to me, can also daily expect my coming, for I will rescue you from your adversity of body and soul, I will lead you away from this earth, and it will come to pass as it is proclaimed, because then the time will have been fulfilled. Amen.